It's interesting. It originally came up in one of the other chaburs, one of the other about this issue. Somebody had asked like a thought-provoking question. I was trying to be misbunning it a little bit more. The question was asked is, what is my goal as a ben yeshiva, going through the yeshiva system, is my goal to be a Talmud Chacham, or my goal is to be a tzaddik? That was the sense of the question. And Avada, you know, everybody understands that this Lo Yamor Tzchosid, you can't be a tzaddik without a Madrigas HaTorah. And everybody understands that any Lilmud which is not Kol HaManas L'Asis L'Kayim rips apart the Limud and reduces it greatly to Kemat Nil. Kemat Nil. So Avada, there has to be both Madrigas. But the question is, you know, the emphasis in the yeshivas, are they producing tzaddikim? Are they producing talmid chachamim? Is there a chilek in the tzaddik, in the teiras tzidkis that the yeshivas are producing? And the teiras tzidkis that the tzaddikim that we know and heard of, the ma'isim, and read about them, their madrigas. And there seems to be a chilek, and we have to talk about ma'amik and mizbainan. And what shayach to call echver that's ben yeshiva. There are 3 points over here. Was medaf mizbein design. When Rabbi Nachum was nifta, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, that's how came to the mir to be masped him, and he said there something like this. He said that, you know, we never saw him being Isaac and Musar. Maybe during the Musa say they opened up a Musa work, but we never saw him like working on himself. And we never saw him learning Kabbalah at night with some lichta. We just saw he was leading and learning, and from what we understood, that's all there was. There was nothing else beyond that. He said, but in knowing the person, we saw there were no flecking on him whatsoever. There was a tremendous perfection in his midas and his metzias. And Moshe was explaining that about Rabbi Nachum, that he was so dovek b'teira that his metzias took on the properties of the teira. If the teira is rachmona, then he's orim. If the teira is yosha, then he's yosha. The level of his davis b'teira created a whole new barrier of tzidkis, of being a metzias teira mamish. We have Gedalia Saul that are 100% produced by the Rebbe Yeshivas, like what the Rebbe Yeshivas was describing, that we didn't see any other asokim in any other yon. Nobody was running to the hospitals to go mivaka chayim that they didn't know and didn't have any shaykhs to, and grabbing mitzvahs like that. And then we have Gedalia that are different, that they was talking, they went into different areas of tzidkis. The ones that are just produced by the yeshivas, like a yid like Rabbi Lezer Shach, or a yid like Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz, or a yid like Rabbi Nochum, or like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Mammon, the yid that we saw, know, and heard of, they are 100% the madrigas tzaddik that the yeshivas have a program to create that derev tzaddik. And let's describe the differences between that tzaddik and the other tzaddik. First one is that they get a shleimus digas davis b'teira from the asmoda and from the amelis and always leading ba'oim mekoyin into the seicha teira harengi kochon as far as they go, that they get all the properties of the teira mamish. The other tzaddikim that are running to all different mitzvahs, their madriga is nicknessed from other inyanim, but it's not going to have that matter and that beauty to be the mitzvahs of teira mamish. But it's, let's go a little weiter than this. There was a time that I remember there was a certain family that were having a few issues, a few tzaras. And they came to the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, they came to Rabbi Shmuel to ask him for help, for a bracha. And there was some yeshiva bracha in that family that were pushing Rabbi Shmuel, that a bracha wasn't enough, they wanted him to pull off a maifus. And like he was saying this, you know, it's in Shemani Azach, I don't know how to do that. I mean, you have to get behind it. Like, this is just not my field. And these yeshiva brachim were pressing on him. That, what are you talking about? The keicha teicha is much darker than anything else. What are you sending me to some rebbe? What are you kidding me? No one believes in the keicha teicha more than Rabbi Shmuel. So these guys were saying to him, no, so, keicha teicha, you can't do it. Yana could do it. Explain this to me. You can't pull it off. How are you talking? So the Midrash Shiva thought a few minutes, and he said to him, he didn't want to talk about himself. His Edelkeit did not let him talk about himself, but he started talking about Binyamin Zalberger, the Beis HaTalmud Rosh Yeshiva. And he started explaining the difference between him and those tzaddikim that could pull off the mafis. He went through the Gemara talked about Rabbi Ben Zakin, I think Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, that one is an Eved Lefnei HaMelech, and one is a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. There are two different madrigas. There's a madriga of being an Eved Lefnei HaMelech, which is in the Moshel. It's like somebody who's always putting on the shoes and tying the laces and putting on the socks and being mishamish and bringing his tea and his coffee and his handkerchief. He's rogel v'shrir by the melech all the time that he's the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. That's a Gevis Madriga in Tefillah, and then he's always in the presence of the melech, so you can always ask for different things and have bigger protection to pull off different mitzvahs and different in the floors and yeshuas just because he's always matzi. Then there's somebody who's a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. A Sar Lefnei HaMelech means the Melech appointed him to run that Medina, to run that country. So he's not in touch with the Melech all the time. He has a huge shlichus and a huge achrayis that the Melech is trusting him with. And b'pchini yadu, it's like a greater shlichus and a greater mission than the one that's just fixing up all the different tzachim of the Melech. But he's not in touch with the Melech of such an oifen. Maybe once a year, at least, there's a convention that all the Sarum come to discuss and make some report to the matter, but it's not like that often. So he says that the big Talmid Chacham, they're the Pchina of the Sar Lefnei HaMelech. So we can't always, he was talking about Rabbi Pliny, he wasn't talking about himself, but he was saying they can't always pull off the Ma'isim like the other man. And then he added that who is the Teirah Mitzavah to rise when he walks into a room? The Teirah was not Mitzavah on the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. On that Madriga of Tzitzke State Yibimachabed Reisim Mitzvah, but that covenant Hidu for Talmid Chacham is only for the Shalom Dikat Talmid Chacham. So Avada Beprin Yidu is greater. And I'm just explaining that this is the only yeshivas are trying to produce the Madriga of Sar Lefnei HaMelech. They're not trying to produce the Bechina of Eved Lefnei HaMelech. And more than that, any self-respecting Rosh Hashiva that finds a good tabacha, davening with seeking, which in Rambam state, that's l'chadchil d'gizman for the davening. He'll call him over and say, Mamuz davening yeshiva, that's l'shkimalach. Right? And that's real tzitzkis. That Chazal called mention with seeking. Cut it out. They see a bacha that's being ma'abib taneisim, he wants to be ma'ariv yitzroi in order to be ma'amishin gatsin, spiritual. I'll call him up and say, no. And Gemara state that because you have to have Bisra the Torah to verstehen good land. Cut this out. Nishdos. I mean, it's clear the yeshivas are producing a certain level and aimed at a certain level of tzidkis. And that's the Pchina of Sar Lefnei HaMelech. And it's not koil a lot of these in Yonam. And it would be, if a person already went through the yeshiva system, Galant in Yeshiva, Galant and Tzitzchol, Galant and Kaila Poyor, and now he's age 30, and it's a seira by him to go into different areas of tzidkis. He zikha could do that, but it's not, you know, a valid person has a seira, he's supposed to follow his seira, but the direction of what the yeshivas are producing, what the program is over here, is not missing that, and it's a life's program that can make you a zikha, Sfira Blazer Shach, and the other chacham that we mentioned. The people that only did that, they were not going into other areas. But the most important point about the sort of tzidkis that the yeshivas are producing is that when this yid hovered over the Yevamos five times and was mechadesh chiddush Torah leading Yevamos and was ma'amid talmidim Yevamos, the miyiskeit of Elv by him is so durchgenommen in sein Metzies and so much he's massigit bedaitei besichloi that it's shoylet b'chol yivorov. The akeishet the Rebbe Yoin, the ki kola she yasim b'itoye vo yisraela the zelbet ha'eve vo se da'adorten. The exact is durchgenommen in sein Metzies. His meni is not only machmas the hamroritz and kind of the way the tzaddikim will be working the meni is Pasha the Hakorin the Havana, The Efshi Avamo Esu Shatei Ra'asra, that's all Kaim Shatei Ra'asra. When the Tei Ra'asra, the Tei Shtel Ra'avek is a Tuma and a Teheva. But now that it's Asra Teheva, they understand. Deepest I'm going to learn Chulun 5 times, and with Maimon Talmidim Chulun 5 times. The Mi'is Guide of Tarfus and a Vela and a Shailan or something is Be'ein La'ein Erech Musik B'daitim with a Klarkite. In other words, just like Rabbi Shapiro was saying that you become a Metzias HaTeira in your Midas, you become a Metzias HaTeira in your whole Metzias in terms of your Hegeshim and your Asogas and your Seicha Klapi, all Mishpoti HaTeira. That's what it creates. There's a Gevissa Madriga that the yeshivas are trying to, it's a tzidkis, that the yeshivas are trying to produce that it cannot be produced elsewhere. And that's the chavivas of the tzaddikim of that. But there's something, the program here is full. It's not missing anything, and there are no holes, and a person shouldn't feel what's going to be with the Vesikin. That's even if he's 70 years old, he can feel Madame Damani Yeshiva. That's a big acre. He has a program, was named Dotik Anza. Somebody who has a seiras for other things in Hanefesh Lissimoli and this should follow that. A younger bacha should not. I mean, very often his mazgiach and his roshiva will tell him, not yet. Yet, stop his name, yeshiva bacha. But it's a long-term program from cradle to death. It's not just like something you outgrow. The tzaddikim that they're being mimed is a besundere zoya to their madriga and a shenka to their madriga. And it's not vincing in a certain sense. It looks like for the Gemara that the Tzar Lufnei HaMelech is a big madriga that they have Lufnei HaMelech, although he can't always pull off the maipsim. The other yarn that's here are the other prinas. So I think the point is clear over here. We are at the yeshiva, we are trying to produce Tamir Racham and Tzadikim, but it's a different flavor of tzidkis. And the shenka of that flavor was what I was trying, Be'ez Hashem, to try to be masbe a little bit today. Okay.